Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
The new Chicken Bacon Ranch Street Chalupa is a Taco Bell. You can't get just one. Okay, so that's not like some marketing hyperbole. You literally can't get just one. They come in twos. So like, if you want just one, you're going to need to find a friend who loves slow-roasted chicken, bacon, and avocado ranch sauce. Or a friend of a friend, or have an awkward conversation with a complete stranger to see if they're obsessed with chicken, bacon, and avocado ranch. Or you could just like eat them both because you're obsessed with slow-roasted chicken, bacon. Okay, you get the idea. The new Chicken Bacon Ranch Street Chalupa is a Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell U.S. locations for a limited time while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, before we start, a quick shout out to Alpha Dog Nutrition for sponsoring this podcast. Alpha Dog products are now available at dusupply.com, and you can use code ALPHADOG15 at checkout for 15% off and a credit for free shipping to try it yourself. Now let's get you to your podcast.
Find yourself in the pages of Full Cry as we dive into the archives of America's leading tree dog publication. Join us as we look back at decades of stories, articles, and more written by those bold enough to follow the echoes of a hound.
Your Son by O.L. Beckham. A boy is just a little man, starting on the path of life. He'll have his trials and troubles, tribulations and his strife. When he has grown a man in size and still a boy at heart, just coming into manhood, that's when he needs a start. He'll have his pleasures somewhere. He's going out at night. Why not get him a coonhound and start the boy out right? Take him out and teach him the way you'd have him go. Keep him out of nightclubs or even a picture show. Teach him the haunts of wildlife. Give him a gun or fishing pole. Keep him from wrong environment, or it will take its toll. Take him on a fishing trip, a stroll, or a long hike. He'll remember those things always, the better things he'll like. Let him hear the coon dogs bawl and hear the night owls hoot. Show him a pair of coon eyes and teach him to climb and shoot. Show him how to skin a coon and how to stretch the hide. Teach him all the arts you know to do his work with pride. You'll be paid back 100-fold if you do the best you can. You'll see him go the way he should. He'll be a real He-Man. When he's a man, he'll have one debt. Let's hope it's the only one. Let him repay the things you did, but pay it to his son. I Finally Realize What Proven Means by Mike Davis, Mayville, Michigan. If I hear that word, proven, one more time, I think I'll hit the guy who says it. Just what is proven? I have a 16-month-old male I've decided to cross with my old female. My friend says it's not a good idea because he's not proven. He was running and treeing at 5.5 months old. He treed on a den one night, and when I started to lead him away, he cocked his leg and pissed about 2 feet high on that tree. So he's proven he could do that. He split-treed one night and had the meat, so he proved he could do that. I hunted him with a competition dog one night, and the dog grabbed him on the tree, and he ran that alligator clear out of the woods, catching him 3 times before I could get my hands on him. So he's proven he could do that. I thought my old female was cold-nosed. He grubbed up an old track to that tree that she couldn't bark on, so he proved he could do that. Maybe he's not proven because he doesn't have any hardware except for the buckle on his collar. But then, the D-ring is metal, and the rivets. So maybe he does have hardware. But then I used to have a horse with hardware on his feet, and I coon hunted with him a lot. After all these years, I realized I sold him too cheap. Because he had hardware, and I coon hunted on him, so he was proven too. I've seen ads in Full Cry that said the dog was proven. I back off from these ads. Maybe the dog is worthless in the woods, since the owner can only describe it as proven. Maybe he has proven he can eat more dog feed than any other dog. Ha! I've got it. My male is proven. He eats twice as much as the other two together. He can piss higher than my other females. Hey, anybody want to buy a proven dog? He's got to be worth at least $10,000. To me, my male has shown me enough to breed him. He suits me, and that's who counts. Me. I've hunted the dog. He has his faults, but his good points far overshadow his faults. If you guys out there can only say proven, I have to wonder if the dog's cold-nosed. Can he run a track? Can he locate accurately? A trait that's been forgotten. Will he tree, or will he just eat a load of feed or bark a lot on the box? Maybe he's proven he can run deer for 4 or 5 hours. Hey, I'm proven too. I haven't trashed in 18 years. I've raised 4 children. I don't drink. I go coon hunting on rainy, cold nights. I stick my cold feet on my wife when I get home. I sleep late on the weekends during hunting season. I save projects and I don't finish them. I blame it on finances in the hunting season. I read Full Cry front to back, and I won't talk to my family until I've finished. I ruin the kids around here by taking them hunting. I'm semi-retiring in 6 years. Semi meaning except in hunting seasons. I have respect for the ladies, and on top of all that, I have a big mouth. I tend to make people mad at me. I don't care what people think of me. You lie to me, I'll never forget it. If I deal with you, I'll tell you straightforward what I think of you. If anyone asks, I'll tell them too, good or bad. I've changed my mind about proven. The next time somebody says it, instead of hitting them, I'll just grin. Sorry, ladies, my wife says, with all my good points, she's not giving me up. She thinks she can get me to finish the projects that I've started. I forgot to mention, I don't hunt in the summertime. I have to work overtime to buy all my hunting gear for the year, summertime being from April 1st to July 1st. Then training season comes in. Boy, I better quit listing my good points. Even I realize I have my faults, even though now I have realized I'm proven.
Like what you heard? Leave us a review and make sure to tag at Full Cry Mag when sharing your own adventures.
You can check out more vintage content and get your subscription to the all-new Full Cry magazine at www.fullcrymag.com. From the pages of Full Cry is a Full Cry production. We would like to say thank you to our sponsors and encourage everyone to support those who support our lifestyle. This episode would not be possible without the support of Alpha Dog Nutrition and W Hunting Supply. Until next time, keep those dogs in the woods and find yourself in the pages of Full Cry.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.